Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
At Community Bank, we're more than a place to manage your money. We're your neighbors and trusted financial advisors. For decades, we've helped families, small businesses, and individuals achieve their dreams. We're dedicated to your success every step of the way. Community Bank, member FDIC.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it. Whoa!
It's so hard to try to act normal in a time like this. Good morning. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy, Mississippi's handyman, and I'm going to be here just rocking and rolling until 12 o'clock, doing all kinds of handyman tips. And coming up at 11 o'clock, we've got a music segment. And, of course, we're going to have Thomas Trammell on at about 10:30, talk about the family termite and environmental service, and we'll talk about all that kind of thing going on. And plus, hey, you know, you can pick us up now on TikTok. Super Talk is now on TikTok as well. You can catch clips of the show, podcasts, sports highlights, and more. Just search for Super Talk on TikTok. And you'll find it for sure. It's worth seeing. All right.
Well, and you can find us on anything.
All over the place.
If you've got a bathtub, I believe it'll tune in to Super Talk if you want it to. So, yeah, you're not going to have any problem finding.
No.
And if you do, you email me directly, lance@telesouth.com. And I'll put you to the right place for whatever you're using to consume our amazing products.
Whatever technology you happen to be using, we're on it.
If you need me to point you in the right direction, Lance at TeleSouth.
And be careful because Lance is apt to send you down the wrong road.
TikTok. TikTok videos. Those are always fun.
How are you doing, Lance?
I can't complain. We're pretty close to Christmas. We have a huge playoff game today for Ole Miss.
Yes.
At 2:30. And last night, got to witness a really good football game. Bama got down 17 and then ended up winning that game over Oklahoma by, 10 points?
Wow.
So it did not look good for the Tide. Boy, that's a testament to never giving up, no matter how far pressed back your shoulders are against the wall.
Really?
You got to keep pushing and keep playing. That's why you play these games. Ole Miss, a great opportunity today.
What time do they play today?
2:30. Okay. True TV, TNT, or HBO Max. You'll be able to watch that one. Yeah. Packed out. There'll be so many people up there. I've got buddies of mine and friends that have been texting us images for most of the week. So it's going to be an epic day. But you still have a bowl game for Southern Miss, and you have a bowl game for Mississippi State as well. So everybody's playing.
Yeah.
Jackson State had a wonderful season. But the game last night, I loved it because I finally set up the yard where I had the wood stacked and split the way I needed it. It was old wood that I'd let dry and weather for, basically a year.
Sure.
And split it up and put it all in my fire pit, which already had a nice teepee in the fire pit waiting to go. Sat out under the stars. It was clear, crystal clear.
It was really nice last night. I was out a good bit.
I was sitting there going, okay, either I can be a little cold
and
sit in my normal place, or I can go down to my chair in the backyard in front of the fire pit, fire that baby up. And I had just the most relaxing evening watching the game, fire pit.
I do the same kind of thing, but I don't have a fire pit and I don't have a TV outside, so I just.
Well, I use my phone.
I sit out there, watch all the woods and watch all the animals, and I'll be sitting there and I'll sense something. I don't know what. Just a sense something. Something is watching or something, and all of a sudden Bella will get him barking in that direction. I'm going, wow, that dog's got good sense.
Yes, they're amazing. Dogs are. They know long before you and I.
Oh, yeah. But I was pretty amazed that I could catch the scent of something going on, and she knew what it was already, and she knew where it was and where to look. So that's just an amazing thing.
Well, I had a big 10-point show up in the yard about a week and a half ago. Came from about me to you, from me.
Yeah.
The dogs were about half the distance leaning up against the fence, and he was in rut, so he wasn't paying much attention to anything other than the scent in the air that he was following. And he looked at my dogs like, I don't think you're what I smell. And he was so close, and I have quite a few that come back there, that eventually Hawk and Dottie both went, roo, 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 and he backed up a step and kind of looked at him, you know, a little like, why are you barking at me?
Yeah, really.
And then he kind of just milled around, and then that nose went back up in the air, and he found out, okay, I know what I'm smelling, and took off.
Isn't it amazing, though, that dogs just don't seem to bother them very much?
Not really. They're pet deer. And then about 5 days later, another 10-point shows up with him.
See, about a week ago, I had like a very small number of points. In a young buck is what it was in my backyard, but not very many.
So it's been nice. The weather has been pleasant. We haven't had the extreme cold, but a couple of days hadn't been too hot. Yeah. But I'll say this: if you're sitting in a in the shade versus the sun right now, that's a huge difference.
Oh, man.
Isn't it? I mean, goodness gracious.
Yeah, it's a big difference. Well, it is just about a few days before Christmas, and some people are still out just jamming Christmas shopping, trying to get it done. But
I'm one of those,
last-minute shoppers.
I love it. It's my favorite.
Yeah, me too. When the family was here at my house and living with me, and I had all the kids, I would always get in trouble because I want to shop on Christmas Eve.
I love it.
That's just the way I would do it all the time, and it would drive everybody crazy because that's just the way I am. Though I love doing it because it's something about Christmas Eve. It's just so nice to shop like that.
I enjoy it. It's different. I usually for about a month will bounce around and look and see and
sure.
do and you know depending on when you get paid and when you have enough you know. A cabbage in the back pocket, but I always have a tendency to push it to a couple of days before Christmas, up to maybe Christmas Eve, and I find it to be fun. It's a little more adventurous.
Yeah, sure.
You know, these days you don't have to buy things. I guess like you know when you were younger, everything was store based. You had to go to a store,
right?
And you didn't have the gift cards and all that. But I found that I'll shop, but I go, I don't know what anybody wants.
Well, that's right.
So by about the day before Christmas, I'm like, all right, I go get a bunch of gift cards and then a bunch of bags from Walgreens, and you know, frou-frou it up a little, and that's what.
Wait till you got like kids all over the place with kids having kids and grandkids. Yeah. And I'm going, I have no idea.
Well, and that's what my sister and brother-in-law they you know seem to have. Most everything that they need, and then the niece and nephew.
So what do? You give them a gift card or give them cash, one of the two.
A gift card or something like that, and that's been a success for me. I know it's not this personal, but I don't know what a 16-year-old boy wants. I don't know what a 15-year-old girl wants.
You and I are just running down the same road together in that situation, that's for sure. But if you're looking for a gift like for a do-it-yourselfer, whether it be a female or a male or just maybe a son or a daughter, but there are a lot of great combo kits for battery-operated power tools out there right now and they range from many different price ranges, from just barely under $100 to $400 to $500, depending on what you want in your kit. But a lot of these combo battery-operated power tools, they're great. They're absolutely fantastic. You can buy a bag with a regular drill and a driver in it, and you know, relatively inexpensive, and it's battery operated. Usually, you get two batteries with it. And that's just the start. There's so many different things you can get. You can get blowers and weed whackers and Sawzall and just everything completely in a kit. And I really think that's a great gift to give somebody.
Best gift I've had in the last 10 years was 3 years ago. My father said, hey, boy, I'm tired of you using my tools.
Yeah.
I was like, well, they're about worn out. You need new batteries and all that. And then he goes, yeah, I know. And then so he said, how about I get you a Craftsman set from Lowe's? I said, man, if you do that, that would be great. And so I got the, I think there's seven items within it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it has the Sawzall and it has all the, you know, you get your circular saw. You know, you don't have any nail guns or anything like that, but you get the multi-tool, a sander.
Yeah, that Craftsman one is good.
Oh, it's a great deal.
Yeah, it was really good.
So I would recommend it. Now, after a couple of years, my batteries or my charger, I think I left it in a moist area at deer camp for too long on the porch. So I just replaced the charger and battery. I think my two small batteries, the 2.0s, are still good. But they have a sale going on right now for the charger and the 4.0 battery, which goes a lot longer.
Sure.
And it was like $99 versus $149. So if you're looking to replace, if you have a Craftsman setup and you're wanting to get the little bit heavier duty battery, the 4.0, or you need the charger as well, they have a kit there that was $99, which is a really good deal.
Right.
So I will swear by the Craftsman. Now, I don't work for a living in construction. But for what I've used it for, I mean, I've dropped them in the swamps and everything, man. And
Craftsman's good stuff. It really is.
And for what I need it for, and again, I wouldn't say disposable in any way because they're quality items, but I've used the absolute beast out of these things, and they're still just as good as they were when I got the kit 3 years ago. Even the carry bags, I've put them through literal the worst conditions
they
can.
They make amazing. Those carry bags are very
durable.
Dude,
I can't tear it up. I mean, I have put it through everything you could possibly put it through, the blades grabbing and pulling and, you know.
And you can't tear them up. You can't tear
I will swear by the Craftsman.
The zippers always seem to work.
They work. You can put so much in there. But I'll tell you, you're not going to let somebody down with that kit. There are others that are more expensive. You can also find some really good deals at Northern Tool right now, and as well, you know, Milwaukee, which is local, Harbor Freight.
And also Harbor Freight.
That's where I was going next. Those are that's kind of my three places to.
Yeah, you buy tools differently for a do-it-yourselfer than you would for a professional. Mm-hmm. In other words, that Craftsman kit that you have is a great do-it-yourselfer toolkit, and you can use it, like you said, for years, and it's going to be very – but if you were to use it 24/7, it wouldn't hold up.
Probably not for what you want it to, but you know, it's always they say, you know, go buy what you need for the job you're doing. And the job I'm doing is out in the woods and doing things at deer camp and handymanning around the house, and I've used every part of that. I've used the sander yet. That's the one that I've got the sandpaper.
What kind of sander is it?
It has a little. It's a circular. Circular.
That's a great
gyrating sander.
Yeah,
that's with the little wood, you know, catcher. The little bag that comes on.
They do so well. Mm-hmm. I have one of those. I have a pretty inexpensive one, but I've been using it for 10 years, and it's great. It just really does a great job.
Well, I have a couple of those little, you know, mouse sanders I've had over the years, so I hadn't had to use my. The battery powered one yet because I still have some of those mouse ones, and I'm one of those. I love the little mouse, the way it fits in your hand, the little Black & Decker. I've got two of those that are plug ones, and they do a good job.
Yeah. Well, when my old tools start wearing out, most of them are old corded tools.
Yeah, I start chunking those babies.
I don't use those much anymore. I think my belt sander is still a power tool plug-in because I don't.
Some of them you want some torque too.
It's pretty strong little belt sander. I mean, it'll cut a piece of wood in half. It's that strong. But do it yourself for. I need a kit like that, and it helps a great deal. Those combo kits help a lot. But you can call us with this. Maybe tell us about what your favorite power tool is and what battery-operated power tool you want to use. Call us 888-808-8637 or text us at 601-879-4395. We'd love to hear from you and find out what's going on in your life this Christmas week, and that's what it is going to be. This will be the 41st Christmas show that I've done. So you can imagine I've done a few Christmas shows, and it's been a lot of fun. Hey, let's go to the phones, 888-808-8637.
We got Lindsay from beautiful and hilly Vicksburg. She has a question about fascia board for you.
All right, Lindsay, how are you today? Lindsay, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. I'm doing good. I had the fascia board. I had just a basic, just a little, what would you call the roof? It's like an A-frame or A-shape.
Yeah, gable.
Roof. I had a metal roof put on my house, and then I had the fascia board replaced. But they didn't replace the fascia board that's like on the end pieces.
Yes.
Like it, on four sides, it's like a each side is like a probably a 2 or 3 foot piece. You know.
I know exactly what you're dealing with. Yeah. We had the same thing happen at our club. Yeah.
Yeah.
How hard is that to replace?
Very easy to replace, but it's a matter of there's a lot of different material available today for different type of fascia board, and you kind of want to match what
I use Duraprime on the main, you know.
Yeah, like what they did, they put on, when they put it out on the roof, they put on, you said they put on a new fascia board on where the roof line is.
Yes, sir.
Just match that.
It was Duraprime on the main part. They just didn't replace those four end pieces.
Duraprime is so easy to work with. It's so easy to cut, and it's an easy project really to change fascia board out. And it should be done because otherwise it's just going to decay, and the decay is going to spread. So yes, change that fascia board, and Duraprime is great stuff for that purpose. Easy to work with.
Okay.
And generally, make sure a Duraprime basically is always primed, but sometimes the primer is just an okay primer, and it's not a bad idea to go ahead and back prime it again the second time before you put it up. It just gives it that much durability and that much more life. So I think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And is the wood, the Duraprime, is the wood itself made out of good stuff.
Yeah. Being Duraprime, it may be finger jointed, which means it's a number of different type wood put together, so it's less prone to warp and less prone to bend. And yeah, it's somewhat decay resistant, but it's primed so darn well and it's painted so well, that's what's going to prevent any decay from happening on there. And the wood, yes, it is pretty good wood.
Okay, so, and I have one other question.
Sure.
Which you may not know, y'all may not know, but like sanding a car, like a older car to sand a car, what kind of sander would you use?
Oh, they have great, they have automobile sanders that buffer, they look like buffers, but they're really car sanders, and they're wonderful for cars sanding down, and they have a round disc on the end, and they're generally...
Okay, so they're round. That's what I was asking. Yeah, that's what I was asking.
There you go.
Yeah,
and that's the best way to really do it with a sander, and it works very well.
Like the thing y'all said, a gyrating one, or...
No, you want round. You want round. And actually get a car sander, and get an actual real type sander, because it's a different type sander than most of them are.
Okay, do you know if they make those in the cordless stuff?
Oh, of course they do.
Everything's cordless.
Everything's cordless. I'm cordless.
Yeah, Bud even gets unplugged. That's right.
I hope you have a great Christmas, and I appreciate your call, Lindsay. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas. All right, take a short break. Listen to the Handyman Show on the Rock and Roll right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. We'll be back with Thomas Trammell in just a moment. Don't go away.
You will never stray, for every day your Christmas dreams come true. On Christmas Island, your dreams come true.
Want to keep warmer this winter and cooler next summer and save money? Delta Utilities can help with generous rebates of up to $400 on new energy-efficient tankless water heaters, heating systems, and more. You can have a more energy-efficient home or workplace and save money on your utility bills all year long. It's simple. Visit DeltaUtilities.com to learn more and to qualify for your rebates today. That's DeltaUtilities.com.
Hey, Mississippi. Ho-ho, Mississippi. This is Steve Azar, and it's our favorite time of year. Starting at 6 p.m. December 23rd, Super Talk Mississippi and I are going to bring you a Mississippi Christmas. Elvis, Charlie Pride, Faith Hill, B.B. King, Jimmy Buffett, and so many more. You'll hear them all, plus great Christmas stories. Our show is brought to you by AgriGold.com, Covington County Hospital, and Mississippi Attorney General Len Fitch. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Have you done? Another year over. A new one just begun. I'm so happy
Yeah. Merry Christmas to everybody. Quickly want to go over this text. A text from Larry says, I'm terribly old school. Larry, that's okay. He says he has a 25-year-old steel chainsaw.
Don't ever get rid of that.
He loves it. Yeah. It's a great, great tool.
If it's a farm boss, never get rid of it.
But he said he's getting to the point where it's heavy.
Oh, it's
and
so
he'd like to. He's got a Milwaukee cordless, which he loves very much.
That's what my next purchase is the exact one he's got in his hand, that Milwaukee cordless. Cordless chainsaw.
It's a good saw.
But the steel farm boss he's talking about.
Oh, that's a never.
It's a workout. It's like a jackhammer.
Yeah.
You know, and all you got to do is sit it on the wood.
It will sure do the trick, though.
Love it.
It will do the trick. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate you joining in. And we've got on the phone with us Thomas Trammell from Family Termite. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing really well, thank you, and I hope you're going to have yourself a great Christmas.
Well, Thomas is not like you and I. He's already got everything done, and he's just got his feet ready to, you know,
Thomas,
see an ottoman.
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm done.
Look at you.
I was done before Thanksgiving.
Well, I was done before.
So I'm telling you, this guy's you got to hire him if you need family termite work, because he's prepared.
Really, he's going to take care of it before you even need to know that it needs doing.
That's
what Thomas wants, to make sure that your house is critter-free and inside and out. And that's what Family Termite is all about, making sure that you're comfortable during this holiday season, not only during this holiday season, but year-round. And they offer a service that does just that, to take care of your home for any kind of insect infestation or termites or bugs or anything at all. So that's what Family Termite is all about. Plus, you've got great trained technicians, which you actually train yourself, plus you send off to schools and whatnot. So when somebody calls Family Termite, the service is like next to none. It was great. It's some of the best service you can get.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, Thomas.
That's a wrap. We'll talk to you guys later.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
So what you getting me for Christmas, Thomas?
He's renewing the advertisement.
Yeah, that coal won't fit in that stocking.
No, I'm here. This is me. I'm the present.
All right. Well, I'll accept it then. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Family Termite is a great organization. I've never called over there before and ended up not getting a person on board that was able to help me. So I enjoy talking to Family Termite all the time. But tell us a little bit about what services you provide with Family Termite.
Well, we do termite services. We do termite treatments and termite prevention. We do pest prevention and pest service. We do AC and duct cleaning. We clean swimming pools. We do tons of other environmental work for testing of air samples and things of that nature. And we just started to do a little bit of grass and weed maintenance, which we'll be launching in 2026.
Wow, really? Tell me more about grass and weed maintenance. What you mean, taking care of lawns? Is that what's going on here?
Just taking care of lawn pests and cutting your grass, weed eating.
Yeah.
We'll be doing some shrubbery work, and hopefully in the future we'll be doing some weed control.
Man, everybody's expanding their business to so many good things, and it's great that people like yourself who have a passion for what they do and do it very, very well are expanding into other areas with their business, because they've got the personnel that are learnable and can learn how to do something very well and do it very well. And that's great for you guys to be able to grow in that direction. That's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing.
But, there's lots of landscaping companies out there. There's lots of you know, there's lots of guys that cut grass.
Yeah.
That we've been asked by many, many of our customers when, you know, would we be able to do some kind of, like, lawn pest control or mold and fungi control. And over the years, I've not messed with it a lot. I've did a lot of studying on it, and I've been studying on it for about a year and a half now, with a couple of my guys that are interested in doing it. And so we'll all be going to take some new tests and get some new licensing in 2026, and be launching that service.
Well, you know, I think that's so needed because, as you said, there's so many people out there driving around with pickup trucks with maybe trailers pulling all their lawn equipment with them that are okay and maybe not as dependable as they should be. But to have somebody professional in that industry to really care about taking care of their customers and being on time and doing a great job, that's important.
We have a couple companies that we usually, you know, we have a list of our preferred vendors, the people that we know that we recommend to our customers.
Sure.
And we've recommended them for a long time, and I've been doing this for August was 22 years I've been doing this.
Wow. That's a long time. It's a long time.
So I think it's time to maybe expand our horizons a little bit, and we'll get in true family termite fashion. We will become great professionals in that field as well.
Look at Thomas looking for something else to do. That's great.
Well, when you've already got your Christmas shopping done by Thanksgiving, he needs to expand. He's on top of this stuff, and it's time.
It's time. Hey, Thomas, I'm going to ask you a question. I was going to do a segment this morning on air conditioning, heating, duct cleaning, because to me, it's very, very important for the purity of the air inside your home to keep those ducts clean. And many people live in older homes that probably have never, ever had the ducts cleaned. And they have no idea what's growing inside there.
Lots of stuff in there. And what a lot of people don't understand is all ducts are not the same. You have different size ducts.
Right.
You have different shapes.
Sure.
So you could have round. You could have square. You could have rectangular. You could have corrugated. You may have flex duct.
Yeah.
And each one of those ducts are different, and they all have their own advantages and disadvantages. But they also come with a list of things that are cons to each one. So used in the right situation, then they definitely will take care of your heating and air conditioning needs. But they do get dirty over time, and that builds up mold and mildew and can cause all kinds of problems in the house. So it's a good idea to keep them clean, get them clean, change your registers out ever so often. If you look up and you see your AC registers are starting to rust, then that means you got a lot of humidity going through that area and that register's done got old. So don't let it just keep rusting, because if it's rusting, then that means the paint started to peel on it and moisture and dust and stuff builds up inside of there, and that's where fungus and mold and stuff can grow.
Do you think the moisture is coming from leaky ducts?
I would say I think probably about 90% of the ductwork that's out there does leak.
Yeah, to some degree, some is worse than others, and they need to be sealed with a product called Mastic, which really seals them quite well. Are you seeing in family termite a lot of calls for duct cleaning, or is it just kind of one of those on the outskirts that's taking place every now and then?
We have some of our customers that get it done routinely, like routine maintenance,
right.
And I usually recommend about every 5 years to have your ductwork cleaned. And then new home sales. It will take care of a lot of things that you don't even know that are happening. Different smells and stuff that may be in a house when you first move into a new place.
Sure.
And you can use a machine called a radiant catalytic ionization machine to help ionize those bad particles and release some ozone in there that
right.
will help to kill any bacteria and give you a real good fresh smell, get rid of smoke smell and pets and stuff like that have accumulated over the years.
That ion machine is incorporated in the unit or in the duct system?
If you can have one installed in your actual unit, into the duct work, it installs right in and it will ionize your whole house. Or they make portable ones that can be placed around the home, kind of like an air purifier, but it's not an air purifier.
Okay. And it works, huh?
Oh, they work great.
Yeah.
What it does is it burns the air as it enters into the machine, and then as it releases the air out of the other side of the machine, it runs it through UV light, and then uses and of course that helps while it's burning the air. Then it sanitizes it with UV, and it emits ozone out of the other side, which helps to purify the air and not just the smell of the air, but the actual air. It's that the air quality goes up tremendously.
Yeah, I've been told that if you go outside after a thunderstorm and smell the air, the smell that you smell is actually what the same kind of smell that you're going to get in a home that's using an ozone air cleaner.
That's exactly right. So when thunderstorms come through your air, and I'm not a meteorologist, so if there's one listening,
I'm not
on the
a
phone
meteorologist.
Right now,
sure, you are.
don't hurt me. But the radiostatic, the static electricity that's in the air during the thunderstorm, which is what causes lightning in the first place, that helps to purify that lower layer of air that we breathe in and out on a daily basis. And there's tons and tons of microbes and nanospores that are floating around that we breathe in and out all day, every day. But right after a thunderstorm, it's been electrically charged, the air has, and that helps to purify that air. And then you get fresh ozone from the atmosphere.
To have that kind of purification system in your house to clean your air, just to me, it makes good sense. That would be so important to the health of your family.
Absolutely. And if you do get a portable unit, or you have a company come out and treat with a portable unit, which we do that all the time, you can even get your vehicles and stuff done, and it changes. Oh man, it's a game changer. It really is.
Whoa! What do you mean you get your vehicles done? What do you put in your vehicles?
You can use one of those portable ionization machines ionize the air inside your vehicle. Let that bad boy run. Clean your vehicle up real good, of course, first, and then put that ionization machine in your vehicle for approximately 2 to 4 hours, depending on the size. I mean, if you drive a family van, then you're going to need it in there a little longer.
Sure.
But then take that sucker out of there, roll your windows down, let it air out real good, and I mean you just think you like new car smell.
Yeah.
But that's not covering it up, and that's what scents and sprays, and I'm not going to name any specific ones, but that's what a lot of those do, is just cover up
right. The
actual problem. You got to get down to the root of it, what's causing the problem. And so as you're driving your vehicle around, you're in and out of it all the time. I mean, you know, you got skin flakes and you sweat and your pets are in and out of there and the kids with food and all that stuff gets down into your carpet and to the materials that's inside your vehicle, and it just stays there. And you can vacuum it out all you want to. You can shampoo it, and you're just kind of stirring around that old dust and dirt. But to really get it out of there, I mean, it goes through your AC ductwork in your vehicle. You have ductwork inside of your vehicle as well, just like in your house.
Sure.
And
I think he's referring to my car. He was not referring to his car. I think Buddy had to go to St. Dominic's after he rode in mine the last time. So I have an FJ Cruiser, and I put dogs in it. The gun, it's got the good old gun smell and dog. So if I were to employ you, would Buddy ride in my car again and not have to go to the hospital?
Thomas,
very likely that he would ride in it. He definitely wouldn't have to go to the hospital from the way that it smells, but he would. It would make it much a more enjoyable experience. And there again, I mean, it's not something that you have to do all the time, because that doesn't build up instantly. You get two dogs today, and I mean, you're going to have them for the next 2 years driving around in that car. And it's usually when you sell the car, the new person that buys the car is like, what was in here? You know?
Yeah. That
bird dogs.
One thing you've got to know for sure, Thomas, that Lance probably has the highest immune system of anybody in the world, because he gets in that vehicle from time to time. So he can probably, I mean, it doesn't matter. Bring it on. Lance is going to handle it with his immune system.
Yeah, if you got a tough job, Thomas, you just holler at me, buddy. I'll crawl in there.
So tell us a little about Family Termite.
Hey, we've got to go to a break.
Man, you're no fun. Can you stick with us a little bit, Thomas?
Yeah, I can stick around.
All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be right back. Don't go away.
planning a home improvement project? Don't let your dream renovation become a nightmare. Before you hire any contractor, remember these three essential steps. Ask to see their current state license, check their insurance coverage, and always get at least three written estimates. Visit msboc.us to verify credentials and review complaints. Your home deserves a licensed professional, because when it comes to construction, cutting corners could cost you everything. Call the Mississippi State Board of Contractors or go to msboc.us to learn more. A message from the Mississippi State Board of Contractors.
Hello, I'm Cindy Hyde-Smith. As we celebrate our Savior's birth, I send wishes of peace and love to all my fellow Mississippians. May the magic of Christmas and the joy and laughter of friends and family warm your heart throughout the new year. I so appreciate the privilege of serving you in the United States Senate, and I look forward to serving you in the future. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas, Mississippi.
Paid for by Cindy Hyde-Smith.
Catfish.
Merry Christmas, Thomas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you.
BB singing to y'all.
Yeah, BB is good. BB did good. All right, family termite. termite, of course you guys do a pre-service before houses are being built, and that's something that we don't talk about a whole lot, but it's something that a lot of houses that are being put up today have to have pre-treated for termite. It's a code. And family termite does an awful lot of that. But mainly what we're talking about here on this program is what they do for you and what they can do for your existing home and how they can keep all those insects that are doing nothing but trying to get into your house, keep them away. And he does that with all sorts of – there's a lot of different ways to go about doing that. And Thomas, your company has experienced every one of them. Somehow or other.
Yes.
I mean, and you know what is best.
Well, it depends on the, every house is different.
Yes.
Even if you live in a subdivision where your neighbor's house is the exact same floor plan as your house, both of your houses are going to be different because it's going to be filled with different people, different kinds of food, and different stuff.
Yeah.
And those are the people, food, and stuff are the things that decide what kind of insects you have, how many insects you have, and where they're at, and what kind, and what you have to do to treat them. And so we look at all those things. So the first thing we always do when we're doing a regular pest service for a customer's home is we go out and we inspect the home. We come out to do what we call a inspection bid. We come out there and we inspect the house. We try to figure out what kind of insect problems they're having, if they're having any, and what would cause some if they're not, just to make sure that the customer's protected and safe before and after we leave.
Yeah. So, and it's something that you would definitely look at the lifestyle and the number of people, and there's just so many things that factor into why insects can really get control of a host. I mean, you can keep what you think is a clean house, and yet there's still practically no way to keep little food crumbs from getting in crevices and cracks around. As much as you try to clean it as often as you can, there's still food for critters around to eat.
A piece of food about the size of a grain of sand can feed a roach colony. They can survive off of it. They won't thrive, but they can survive off of a small particle of food about that large for up to a month.
Wow. Wow.
It doesn't take a lot.
No, that's great stuff. That's, I mean, and people need to be aware of that just keeping your house clean, it helps, certainly helps. To keep it, keep the crumbs down, the sugar down, and all those sweepings cleaned up. But that doesn't mean that you're bug proof because that's done.
Well, we always tell my customers, and I tell my technicians, my employees that work here, this: people food is not always bug food, and bug food is not always people food.
Huh.
So insects can live off of things that your house is made out of,
yes,
not what's in your house.
Yeah, like the paper on sheetrock and things like that.
Yeah, termites will eat cellulose material. Oh. Cockroaches can digest cellulose material.
Wow.
So it doesn't, and some insects live off of inorganic matter. So they don't even eat like food. They eat plant material. They eat dust and debris and those kinds of things, and skin cells and skin particles. Lots of different insects eat lots of different kinds of things. It's what they survive off of. So it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, after you get done cooking hot dogs and hamburger helper for dinner tonight, if you don't clean up real good, you're going to get bugs. Obviously, that helps when you do clean up, but it's not always the case that they're out looking for your hamburger helper. Sometimes they're looking for the glue that holds your trim on in your kitchen.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Termites have a different appetite generally than a lot of insects do too, don't they?
Termites are a cellulose machine, and they've been around for long, 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 long time. They've never had to evolve. They're the same as they were when they first graced their presence on this planet. And termites attack cellulose material, and most of that is going to be wood, dead wood product, some live wood product. But I'll give you an interesting fact since we're on the radio. I call this a 50-cent fact. So termites actually don't eat wood. There's small organisms inside their gut called protozoa, and so they ingest wood material, and the protozoa get the cellulose out of that for energy for the actual termite, and then the rest of that is regurgitated, and they build their house out of it.
Wow. Wow. They've learned how to use it all.
That's right. They waste nothing. And so they are very sensitive to air and moisture, and they have to keep their bodies moist all the time. And so if you take a termite out of the ground, dig him up out of the ground, and hold him in your hand, within just a few minutes he'll pass away because he dries out and he dies. And so when we treat for termites, we actually treat on that same intelligence level. So we attack the exoskeleton of the termite with the termiticides that we use. We go after that exoskeleton so we can pop them open. They can't hold the moisture inside their body, and they dry out and they die.
Wow. Wow. Moisture will do the trick, huh?
That's right.
No, that's good. Well, tell us anything else we need to know about family termite.
We would love to have your business. I mean that it's around the holidays right now, and holidays are about family and friends and loved ones, and that's one of the reasons that I named my company Family, because I wanted to have that family feel with my employees that work here.
Sure.
I wanted to have that family feel with my customers, and so that my customers never feel like they're an account number that's in some database in our computer system, but that they know that we really do care about their family. We care about their loved ones. We care about their friends and their house, and we come out to make sure that we do a good job, to make sure that it's comfortable for them to live in, and to try to help protect those assets that they've spent their hard work and money on, and to make sure that their family's safe and comfortable, where they're not inconvenienced by an invading pest or a termite eating a wall up inside of their structure or their home.
That's amazing. How about some phone numbers, and is there a website we can get to?
Yeah, we have a website, and we have some telephone numbers. The website is www.family-termite.com. We're on all the platforms, X and Insta and the Facebook and all those. And then you can reach us at the telephone and talk to a live person by calling 601-933-1014. We're open 6 days a week, and we're on call 24 hours a day. So,
hey, can't argue with that. Well, look, I wish you and your family just the happiest holiday, and just hope there's a safe holiday, and look forward to talking to you again next time. Thomas, thank you very much for the time you spent with us.
Well, thank you for having me on today, buddy. And if you need anything, give me a call. And if anybody out there needs anything, give us a call, and we'll help take care of you.
We'll certainly do it. Thank you very much. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, Merry Christmas. All right, Thomas Channel, Family Termite. Coming up, we've got a music segment heading your direction, and we've got some national Fox News and information and whatnot. All that coming your way here at Bill's Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slork, Mississippi's handyman. Be back after a short break. Don't go away. Low down, slow down, keep you low down in that forget way. High, 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 how high can we go? Ride me high this morning, ride me high some more.
Watch your favorite Super Talk shows in HD. Just go to supertalktv.com. Ever wonder what goes on in the studio during the shows? Now you can watch what happens in HD. Super Talk TV, streaming now on supertalktv.com.
From all of us at Covington County Hospital, we wish you peace, joy, and good health this holiday season.
Thank you for trusting us with your care.
May your days be merry, bright, and filled with hope for the year ahead.
Happy holidays from our family to yours.
Covington County Hospital, where your health care matters.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
This is Home Answers.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it!
Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Bills Mississippi Studios. Music segment coming up, but a couple of things I want to get out of the way first. Steve Azar is coming back with a Mississippi Christmas starting December 23rd at 6 p.m. Steve will play hours and hours of Christmas music, classic tunes with Mississippi artists. Some will be just some great Christmas classics, and he'll even play some acoustic on his acoustic guitar, play some Christmas music. Steve Azar, starting on the 23rd at right here at Super Talk on all of our outlets. Just get in touch with him. And the other thing I wanted to mention is, Lance, your vehicle, we make a lot of fun of it. We really do make a lot of fun of it. But I have to compare it to, like, that steel chainsaw. It's like a never-ending go-on forever.
It's a classic.
It's a classic, and it just goes on forever and ever and ever and ever, and just will be there when you want it.
Let's hope so. Yeah.
I
don't know about affording a new one. I had bought two new vehicles in my life.
Yeah.
The one I had before that, and I paid it off, and it had gotten a little higher on mileage, and I said, you know, I'm going to go with an SUV rather than a truck.
Sure.
Bought that one.
You got a good one.
And I've had it since 2013, so it's almost a classic now.
Yeah,
literally. So
it's a good one.
Hopefully it'll keep working for me.
All right,
Fingers crossed. Knocking on wood.
All right. Music segment. We're going to start with a group called The Kinks. You know, you've heard of The Kinks. When I was in high school, and just maybe I've forgotten when, probably the last few years in high school, we had a group called The Mooch, which we played a lot of Kinks songs because they rocked, they were simple, and they were fun. Things like You Really Got Me and All Day and All Night. But Ray Davies and his brother Dave started The Kinks in a great, great song, but they've also done some Christmas music. So let's listen to The Kinks do Father Christmas.
Father Christmas.
Yeah. Tell you, the Kinks are crazy, man. It was so much fun, though, to play the Kinks and to... there's a video that goes with this particular song. I don't know if anybody has seen it or not, but it's unbelievable. The Kinks all dressed up in Santa costumes, and it's amazing. Another classic group that's been around for decades, a group called The Band, basically formed in Canada, in Toronto. But they were Bob Dylan's first electric band. Bob Dylan was always folk music, and he got into electric music a little bit, and the first group he hired was The Band to back him up. So great to hear them. And they did the famous basement tapes from The Big Pink. And The Big Pink was a house they had that was all pink that they did some basement tapes in that were absolutely fantastic. But Christmas Must Be Tonight, group called The Band. Let's listen to that. Tonight. Oh, man, great song. Band is just tremendous. I know one of my favorite Christmas was in Massachusetts, of course, and it was snowing, and it was Christmas morning early, and there was snow just piling up outside, and the whole family was there, all of my existing family, my brothers and sister, and my mother and father, and we just shared gifts, and it was... What a great, something that just sticks with me forever and ever and ever. And it's just something that, a wonderful Christmas. I really enjoyed it. And I hope that your Christmas is special this year, that you do the same with your family. This year, in my family now, we'll be gathering, all of my kids and all of my grandkids, and this year we'll have two new babies that be their first Christmas. That's Mia will be here first Christmas. Mia Hutton is her last name. And then Charlie Slowick is going to be... Charlie is also a female. She's going to be her first Christmas as well. She's only a few weeks old, but still going to enjoy Christmas a lot. And it'd be a lot of fun with them. But one of the most famous, been around the longest time, Porky Pig. Porky is the oldest Looney Tune character alive, and he has done dozens of films, lots of shorts, and he was doing all sorts of major films, and of course everybody knows the saying, that's all folks, that's Porky Pig all the way. So Porky Pig is going to do a little bit of Blue Christmas for us, so let's listen to Porky Pig.
I'll have a blue at Christmas, without you, oh, it feels so blue. Italy, just thinking about you. Italy, decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas white. It'll be but I'll
Well, we could have done Elvis Blue Christmas or Don Henley or somebody, but I don't know. There's just no better Blue Christmas than that.
If you listen to us during the week, you would know for about 3 weeks that the first song I start Christmas off last 3 years is Porky Pig Blue Christmas. This exact recording.
Yeah.
The people in the background, the ladies laughing. Yeah. It's my favorite song of any Christmas songs. And there's some great ones.
There are some great ones, yes.
That is definitely on my playlist. Yeah. And I play it regularly this time of year. So I'm glad that you like that one. I like the Elvis one as well.
Yeah, Porky Pig. Blue Christmas is just a great song.
Oh, it really is.
It really is. But and everybody has done a copy of it. But I lean towards the Porky Pig one myself.
I'm sorry. Yeah. It just brings out the kid in me, you know, and I love that.
When they first decided to do that, they were using a person who actually stuttered was actually doing the part, and it got to the point where he couldn't stutter on cue. He could only stutter when he stuttered because he had that natural instinct to stutter. So they had to actually learn how to stutter and get a person in there to stutter on cue. And they could get the recordings done much faster and much quicker that way.
Wow.
And that's the way they did it. So they did not use a real stutter person. But
they had to study how to stutter.
They had to study.
From a stutterer.
Study. That's right. Study how to stutter. All right. Let's move on. Sheryl Crow. Sheryl Crow's been around many, many, many years. Merry Christmas, Baby is a song she's going to do. But she was a music teacher teaching autistic kids in St. Louis in 1986. And she was just a wonderful, wonderful teacher and cared so much about them. And then she moved to L.A. in 86. And her first gig was a backup singer from Michael Jackson. She sang as Michael Jackson in this backup song. But she has done many, many, many great, great songs that she has written since then and is really a very, very good artist. So let's listen to Merry Christmas, Baby.
Music on radio. I said, that you say in front of me, yeah. Merry Christmas, baby. Oh, you sure have been good to me. I haven't had a drink this evening, baby. I'm a little like a Christmas tree.
Man, that song is so well put together. Shoot, Sheryl Crow is just great.
Yeah, she's pretty put together herself.
Well, that's,
yeah, I mean, I, to be honest.
You know, she's had a lot of stress in her life with health and whatnot, and two or three serious situations, but has gotten through them all and been through never been married, but close a couple times, and had, you know, a real strong relationship with Lance, and a real strong relationship with Elway. Not Elway. That tennis player, whatever his name is, you call him.
I can't remember.
It's not
I just remember Lance Armstrong.
So. Yeah, Lance was. It was something else. But at any rate, let's move on to a little bit of we're going to take this thing home with my favorite guitar player, and people probably know this by now, is Tommy Emmanuel. And Tommy Emmanuel is just an amazing – he can play guitar like – I don't know. He can do things with a guitar that just – I can't do.
And make it look easy.
And make it look so easy and fun. He's always having fun, but he's going to do a song called The Christmas Song. Chestnuts Roasting was made famous by Nat King Cole. But let's listen to Tommy Emmanuel.
To crank up the nostalgia. Grammy Museum Mississippi presents 80s Rock, the wildest decade in music. Exhibit is opening Friday, September 26th. Dive into iconic memorabilia from legends like Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses, Def Leppard, and more. The 80s Rock exhibit is sponsored by Maddox Foundation, Entergy, South Delta Planning and Development District, and Visit Mississippi. To get tickets to this exhibit or learn more about other events, visit GrammyMuseumMS.org.
Keeping you up to date with news, weather, and politics that affect you and your family. Up-to-the-minute reports on air and always online at supertalk.fm. Your statewide news network, Supertalk Mississippi News, at supertalk.fm. You can now watch Supertalk Mississippi on your YouTube, Roku, and on Amazon Fire devices. Plus, you can now watch Supertalk TV live on CSpire TV Channel 70. Just go to supertalk.fm/connect to find out more.
If you're feeling anxious about...
I can mess up on that. I can't. I got a
little group too, man. My Morning Jacket, a little obscure, but what a great group. Great
a little
song.
Obscure. I'm kind of on the fence. Sometimes I really like what they do, and sometimes I just could care less.
Spacey. You tell, you know, they use space well and, yeah. you know, extend notes and good harmony. But I'm like you, some things okay, and, you know, but some I'm much more of a fan of.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
with anything in life, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. There are, but there are certain groups that, regardless of what they do, I'm going to enjoy it. Boston? No, let's not get into that. Hey, during this season, there'll be a lot of cooking and a lot of deep frying, a lot of things going on in the kitchen. And really, we're working in an element of danger. So we should be have all of our fire equipment, fire extinguishing equipment, available, including well-working detectors, smoke detectors, and carbon monoxide detectors should be in good shape. But we should have our – we should know where our extinguisher is. We should – all should have fire blankets to smother some fire if we have to. But – and deep frying a turkey in oil – I mean, you just have to be kind of careful putting it in it. And you can't put a frozen one in there.
But yeah, if you're going to do that, go on and pull it out now.
Yeah.
Get it 4 or 5 days out, you know, go on and put it in the fridge, let it thaw slowly.
Yeah, that's something that I've always fell short on because I always have found out too late that I should have pulled it out 3 days ago.
Yeah, that's the trick, isn't it?
But, so
that's, well, that's the one preparation thing you have to do with the fried turkeys. Just get it out early, let it slow thaw, and you know, make sure you have a meat thermometer, get that internal temp right, and you ain't going to go wrong with that thing.
Man, and once you get it right and you have it thaw and you know how to put it in there and you don't spill oil everywhere and your meat thermometer just right, it is great.
I mean, yeah, don't toss it in there.
No,
you need gently, like a older man slipping into a bath.
Yeah.
You want to just slide that thing in there. Don't plunk it in or anything. And then when you pull it out, same way, take your time.
Be careful.
That thing will be popping and frying. If you've never, we've had quite a few people over the last couple of weeks, like, I've never fried one and I always wanted to do it. It's very straightforward.
Yeah. Do they make a tool for putting it in and taking it out?
They have a little chain with a hook thing on it. And you just drop it. It's almost like a coat hanger type thing.
Okay.
You just put it in, and you can leave it over the rail if you want, or you can, you know, disconnect it if you need.
So, in other words, you can move your bird around without actually having to touch it.
Yes, right. Yes, sir. Some will put it into the little inset prior. You'll have the big bucket,
right,
and then you can sit it into the internal bucket that goes down in it, has holes in it.
Right.
And then it has a handle and you can slide that down. So it depends on what kind of cooker you have.
Sure.
If you don't have that extra bucket like you're doing crawfish.
Right.
You know, so you can pull it and drain it. You can do the same with your turkey. But if you don't have that, definitely, you know, be careful getting it in and out of the oil.
See, I've never deep fried one myself, but I've eaten plenty.
Oh, man.
It is so good.
Michael here at Farm Bureau about 2 weeks ago maybe about 3 weeks ago around Thanksgiving, they were doing the big Thanksgiving lunch here.
Yeah.
But he was frying turkeys for a bunch of the others that had brought them. So he had five. I sat out there in the courtyard with him frying turkeys for about 30 minutes. And the first one that came out, I sat there for a little while. And he goes, hey, man, well, there's one ready in there. I'm like, really? I've been sitting here this whole time. I about gnawed my arm off.
I'm done talking to you.
So the other guy was in there slicing it up. And I got a beautiful slab. But it's never – it's not going to be dry in any way.
No,
it's
even the white meat is great.
Oh, man, it's so juicy. My favorite way to eat a turkey is fried, but I also like the Midwest Northern style where you take the dressing and jam it in the turkey and cook it with – it's called stuffing.
Stuffing.
And I love that, you know, done right, too.
In New England, we didn't use cornbread dressing. We always used, like, regular
stuffing,
and it was my mother could put out a Christmas dinner that would just knock your eyes out. But I think everybody probably has a mother that can do that.
I don't know. I mean, it depends on if you had a grandmother that did that, because a lot of times it'll skip that generation where you were like us. Not that my mother's a bad cook or anything. Right. That's not it. But, you know, my mamaw was a farmer. So it kind of skips that where for so long you go to their house, you do the big – or when they came to yours, they would bring all the everything.
Right.
So we, over the years, after the grandparents passed away, it's an adjustment. You learn how to do these things on your own.
Yeah, we always did it at my house because our house was on Cape Cod and everybody – all of our relatives were in Rhode Island and they would come down to our house because they wanted to come to the Cape. And, of course, we had a big house and and my mother was a great, great cook. I mean, absolutely fantastic cook. So enjoyed it very much. Turkey dinners, great. Hey, let me tell you a little about Rebel Ace Hardware, one of the better hardware stores around. Sound of my voice. Rebel Ace has been around for years and years and years and expanding all the time. They have a new store over in Brandon now, and they are just – service is the name of the game. When you walk in the door at Rebel Ace Hardware, somebody is going to address you, see what your needs are, show you where the products are, show you the options, give you some advice if you're interested, or you can ask them advice, and they will find out. They know the answers. And if they don't know the answers, they'll find somebody in the store who works for Rebel who does know the answer because they have all kinds of people working for them, and all of the people really care about customer service. And that's what the Rooks brothers teach so very much before they teach anything is customer service. Not only that, but in their next to their Pearl store is their Power Equipment Center, which has plenty of power tool equipment and repairs for all kinds of lawn equipment. And they have a great repair center at their Power Equipment Center. Go see my friends at Rebel Ace Hardware. Tell them you heard about them right here, Super Talk Mississippi. And they wish each and every one of you a Merry Christmas. And by the way, if you're looking for calendars, they've got great calendars at any Rebel Ace Hardware store. Go check it out. I've been using a Rebel Ace Hardware and now calendar for years, and I enjoy them very much. So I'll go get mine shortly. I need to get one pretty quick. But Rebel Ace Hardware, go see them. You'd be happy you did. Well, a lot of homes still have Masonite siding on them. That's the Masonite siding. Up on a home is kind of okay. Where the biggest problem with Masonite siding comes is the bottom layer of the Masonite siding, which is closest to the ground or the concrete, will start to decay and break apart. The best way to handle that, in what I've seen anyway, is to take some 1x4 or 1x6 and prime it on all sides and bevel it on the top so that the water will actually shed down it and not get caught up in it, and apply it to the bottom layer of your Masonite siding and have it look like a trim board on the bottom of your siding. And it touches the trim on the sides of your doors and your corner, and it also works as like a piece of trim, and it looks like a piece of trim. Paint it the same color as your siding, and then Masonite siding looks like it really does belong, and it doesn't look very bad at all. Now, sometimes Masonite siding gets nail popping and gets so bad off that it really needs to be replaced. Because in the end, was it that great of a siding? No, I don't think so. And do they make it anymore? No, they don't. That's how not good of a siding it really was. But it was used an awful, awful lot. I think people went from using a lot of asbestos siding to a lot of Masonite siding because they figured, wow, what a great way to side a building and do it less expensively and yet make it look very good. Because Masonite siding, when it was first put up, looked wonderful. And even after it's been up for a number of years, it's been taken very good care of, it still looks pretty good. Masonite siding is not a bad siding. Will you find any out there on the market to match it? Doubtful. I really doubt that you'll find much Masonite siding around anywhere. There may be somebody that has a few pieces kicking around, and maybe you'll find some, maybe you won't. But I would definitely remember to use that 1x4 or 1x6 bottom piece of trim and it can really make a difference as to how your Masonite siding is going to look in the end, and it can help a great deal. And that's, you know, I suggest you do that. That helps a lot. Build Mississippi. What a great, great organization. Build Mississippi is, their organization is put together to help people get involved in industry in Mississippi, because there's so much industry that's being developed here in the state and so much expansion going on with, and they're needing people to actually do some labor kind of work with their hands, but they need to be trained and they need to be apprenticed in their particular field, whether it be welding or electrical or driving huge trucks or maybe carpentry even, working on HVAC units and commercial units as well. And they work a lot in the commercial industry as far as electrical work is concerned. And their board of the committee that runs Build Mississippi is made up of people who are owners of major businesses here in the state, and they know exactly who they're looking for and what they want, and can offer nothing but a great future, a great income, and a secure future as well, where you'll always have a job and you'll never be farmed out of your work, if you will, by technology or anything else, because there's always going to be a need. As long as somebody is trained, they can handle anything that comes along, but they have to be trained in that field. And that's what Build Mississippi is all about. Check them out. Go to buildmississippi.com. Check it out. Find out what they offer just by going to buildmississippi.com. Their website shows so very much of what they do. As a matter of fact, you can see the inside of their warehouses in a lot of these videos, and you can see some of the work they do. Plus, they do a skills competition they're involved with every year down at the Trade Mart, which is a national. They qualify for the national by going to that skills competition. But the skills competition is statewide. They do it, I think it's in the summertime every year, and it's an amazing. I've been to their skills competition before, and the whole Trade Mart is filled with building and construction and welding and just so many different things, and it's really just a treat to go through and see some of the things they do. Build Mississippi, a great organization. Check them out, and hey, Bust them on the internet. Check them out. Find out who they are and what they do and what they can do for you. They can help you so very, very much. All right. Build Mississippi. Great. Well, technology is like everything used in just about everything today. We use it in vehicles and phones and appliances and computers. And now we've got artificial intelligence in our face all the time. And some people are threatened by it, and some people are engaged by it. And in my opinion, it's just like when the computer first came out, people were leery of, oh, well, I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't go there. I think AI is the same. Yes, there are some dangers in AI where some things can be manipulated, but it's all done in a devious kind of manner. I don't think AI itself is a devious entity. I think the people who use it abuse it. And I think that's the problem with AI, the abuse of it. Hey, short break coming up. You listen to the Rock and Roll Haiti Man Show at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy Slowick at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be right back. We'll be right back.
Richard Cross from Super Talk Mississippi. Join Sports Talk Mississippi every day for the college football fix at 5 o'clock, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealers. Speaking of Ford, it's sales event time, and the deals are hot. The year-end sales event is going on now, and it's time for the annual Ford Holiday Gift Guide. Hard to go wrong with the great deals on trucks and SUVs from Ford, America's all-time best-selling auto brand. Don't forget the first rule of holiday gift-giving, to treat yourself. And there's not a better time to do it than during the Ford sales event. See your local Mississippi Ford dealer for details.
Planning a home improvement project? Don't let your dream renovation become a nightmare. Before you hire any contractor, remember these three essential steps. Ask to see their current state license, check their insurance coverage, and always get at least three written estimates. Visit msboc.us to verify credentials and review complaints. Your home deserves a licensed professional, because when it comes to construction, cutting corners could cost you everything. Call the Mississippi State Board of Contractors or go to msboc.us to learn more.
We've sent that Rip Van Winkle.
Hi, Michael. I'm going to listen to that album.
Just you have to on the way home.
Yeah, well, I don't have it in my car. I should.
That's what a phone is for. Well, you can plug it into your car and play whatever you want anytime.
I don't know. I don't know if my car. My car doesn't have Bluetooth.
It doesn't have to. Yeah, I'll show you one day. Go the old school method.
The old school method. Okay. Hey, Andy Manshore here. We're talking Mississippi. What was I going to? Oh, here we go. Older homes, 10 years old, let's say, maybe have wooden windows, and wooden windows may start to decay, probably will start to decay, because the wood was not really great material, wasn't decay-proof, it was soft wood that was sometimes clad and sometimes not, but it just really was just wood, but older homes may start to have a little decay, maybe on the bottom of the sill or on the bottom, the lower part of the frame, or maybe the bottom rail of the sash. Well, if that decay is found early enough, it can be repaired. But early enough is the key. If it gets just even a little bit too far gone, it's a total replacement that you're looking at. And to replace a wooden window nowadays is pretty darn costly, because, one, they're making them much better than they ever were before. They're better glass, more efficient glass, better airspace, just much better wood. Non-decaying wood on most wooden windows today is a wood that can absorb and not absorb moisture, and won't, it kind of repels moisture. And the clad windows all have non-decay wood underneath them as well. So windows are better decay, better against decay than they ever were before. But if you are going to repair a wooden window, use like a exterior wood filler and fill it in and sand it smooth, or use – there's a Bondo makes a wood product that actually feels very, very good in filling and sanding it down. But that will repair a wooden window just about as well as a wooden window can be repaired. And you try to do the best you can and make it look as good as you can, because it's going to be there for a while. So you know, if you can catch the decay early enough, you can do that kind of repair, and it will help. Now, if you have a larger window that's like in a bedroom, that's what they call an egress window, Well, egress means to get out during an emergency, to be able to have the window big enough to get out. The last thing in the world that needs to happen is that window needs to be painted shut, where it's painted when it's still closed, and the paint actually seals the window to its opening. And it's very hard to opening. Like, if you have an emergency and you try to open a window and it won't open because it's painted, you just don't go through the thought of breaking the paint seal and getting out, and it's very hard to get to. It takes a while to do just that. So go around and check all of your windows. Like, it's going to be a little warmer today. Get out there and check your windows and make sure all of your wooden windows, particularly in your bedrooms or any kind of room that needs an egress, make sure the window slides properly and works properly. You'll be so happy you did. Hey, let me tell you about Atlas Foundation Repair. Atlas Foundation Repair. Tony Arpino wants to come to your place and make sure that your foundation is everything that it should be. Tony is very, very familiar with all of the soils in Mississippi and Louisiana and this whole area, and pretty much knows what's going on. He did all his studying over in Vicksburg and from a colonel in Vicksburg, and he learned all about soils. He's a physical engineer, and he understands what's to be done for very, very, very little work at your house to make your foundation right. No big trucks, no huge, no bulldozers or large dump trucks or anything in your yard. You call Tony Arpino, 800-256-1010. That's 800-256-1010. Tony Arpino wants to take care of your foundation as well as he can. Atlas Foundation Repair. They do a great job. 800-256-1010. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation. Hey, give him a call. Tell him you heard about him. Right here on Super Talk. Well, Christmas is almost here. And it's a special time of year when all the families of the world come together to honor Jesus' birthday. And Jesus came to earth, and people thought that he came to earth to rule the earth, but he didn't. He came to serve, and he came to teach us how to serve. And the best thing we can do is to serve one another with kindness and understanding and compassion. And that is something that Jesus taught us, and it's something we celebrate at Christmas time as a family. And I know at my family we will. We'll have a Christmas get-together, and we'll exchange gifts. And the gift that we give somebody, it really, really doesn't matter if it's a large gift or you know, maybe you bought them a new automobile, you know, a $50,000 car or a truck or something. Or maybe you bought them a 50-cent little piece of something that's very special. It doesn't matter the size of the gift. It really doesn't matter. It's the thought behind it. It's the thought behind it. So anytime you give a gift to somebody, just remember, it's the thought that counts more than the actual gift itself, that you care enough about that person to give them that kind of gift. So just continue that. Continue celebrating the Christmas season as we always do each and every year, and as we will continue to do. All right. Metal doors. Well, I think we had enough time to get this worthwhile a little bit. If your metal door is starting to rust on the bottom, a lot of times you need to sand it and you prime it. And a lot of times a white primer or dust inhibitor really doesn't do the trick. I've tried that before. I've sanded it and put a white rust prohibitive primer on it and then go ahead and painted it, and the rust still showed through. So I found out what I had to do is sand the door down again and paint it with a red oxide primer. And this stops the rust totally from coming through and really makes a great base for your door. And then you go ahead and paint it with whatever color paint that you want to use as your finish paint. Of course, everything has to be dried thoroughly before you paint again, and paint it with that door. It looks great. Looks great. I know. I've done it. All right. Handyman Show each and every Saturday at 10 o'clock. We kick it off. We run until 12 o'clock right now. And time for me to go to the house and say, hey, Merry Christmas, Lance. All right. And I wish each and every one of you Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and to everyone out there. And we'll do a repeat next week, a best of, so everybody will get a little time off. But, hey, it's been a wonderful year. Thank you for letting me be a part of this.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's great to have you, Lance. It really is. And it's great to have him on board. Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi, the Bill Mississippi Studios. Talk to you next year.
To Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye. Hello, I'm Cindy Hyde-Smith. As we celebrate our Savior's birth, I send wishes of peace and love to all my fellow Mississippians. May the magic of Christmas and the joy and laughter of friends and family warm your heart throughout the new year. I so appreciate the privilege of serving you in the United States Senate, and I look forward to serving you in the future. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas, Mississippi.
Paid for by Cindy Hyde Smith for U.S. Senate.
Come on, wake up.
Tired of the same old morning routine? Tune in to Mornings with Richard Cross. Your connection to everything Mississippi. Local news that matters to you. From the coast to Jackson to the Delta and everywhere in between. Get the inside scoop on state politics. Plus, catch all the news, weather, and sports you need to get going. Listen every morning. If it's happening in Mississippi, you'll hear about it on Super Talk Mississippi.
Your ambition. Your heating or air conditioning unit goes south, call our friends at Pure Air Consultants, your local day and night dealer. Tony and his team of professionals at Pure Air Consultants have been serving Central Mississippi for more than 21 years. Contact us today for free estimates or second opinion on replacements or even to schedule regular maintenance to keep your unit performing at its best. Special financing offers are available too with Pure Air Consultants, your day and night dealer, online at MyPureAirConsultants.com. That's MyPureAirConsultants.com.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Have equipment to sell? Mid-Delta Auction Company is now accepting early consignments for the January 30th public auction in Greenwood. Get in early for maximum exposure and nationwide marketing. Visit mdauction.com or call 662-299-2414.